Blog Talk Radio.
Psalmist says,
good to give back to the Lord. And such a statement carries a serious implication to it. It's a good thing to give the Lord back. So obviously, it's a bad thing to withhold such gratitude. Sad to say, this is one of the most prevalent sins in the day and time we live in. When the Apostle Paul lists the stages of mankind's sin, from the true knowledge of God to the vile wickedness, he names thanklessness as the source of all the other sins. Paul says, because although they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God, nor were they thankful. And then after this statement, he follows with one of the darkest descriptions of man's corrupt and nature, natural practices. It just goes downhill from there. And it all started because they weren't thankful for what God had done. And when you get to the point where you don't have time to thank God for what he's done for you, you better watch out. Because nothing good comes from not thanking God. So the duty of thankfulness, I'm so glad that we don't have to wait until the fourth Thursday in November to tell God thanks. I can hear it today, because for a child of God, that's a daily occurrence. The older I get, when I wake up in the morning, I've got to thank him. Amen. Everything he showers me with, I have to thank him for. I have to be grateful. You have to witness. So the psalmist here, he leaves us no doubt as to why we need to give the Lord thanks. We must gratefully appreciate God's blessing that are behind us. He said, for you, Lord, you have made me glad through your work. Yes. Here, the psalmist is taking a backward look, recounting how God has made him glad through past blessings. And who can fail to agree with the psalmist in this respect? If you be so kind and thankful of the past spiritual blessings that God has showered upon us, who among us would be able to withhold praise to God as we think of his work in our lives? When you reflect on the fact that God has become our Father, Jesus has become our Savior. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Bible has become our guide, and the church is our fellowship, and heaven became our home. Truly, we've got to shout with the Apostle Paul when Paul said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You know, sometimes we sing that song, count your many blessings and name them one by one. And I know I got two or three witnesses who can testify to this truth. That's somewhat important. Because God has bestowed upon us his good hand, and we just have to cry for you, Lord. You make me glad through your word. We have to thank God every day for saving our souls. We thank Him every day for making ways out of no way. We thank Him every day for being our constant companion. And as we thank Him, we also have to realize that He's blessed us with past social blessings. Not only have He blessed us spiritually, He blessed us socially with, from Solomon, let us know that God set the lonely in families. And that's what has happened to us. Whether we think of the circle of our family, our friends, or the fellowship of the saints, consider for a moment, if you would, the enjoyment and enrichment that has been brought into our lives through the men and women, boys and girls who have crossed our paths. What a miserable world this would be without mothers, dads, brothers and sisters, and the fellowship that we find and enjoy in church. We thank God for blessing us spiritually. We thank Him for blessing us socially. And then we thank Him for chronological blessings. For you, Lord, for you made me glad through your works. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. For the psalmist undoubtedly includes chronological blessings in the comprehensiveness of that little word called work. And so much. You see, God has placed favor on our home, on our jobs, and given us health, giving food for our bodies. And this is all part of the divine work of God. You see, if we look at this psalm carefully, we'll notice that it's not only a backward look that we're to be thankful for, but it's also a forward look that we need to praise God for. See, we have to gracefully anticipate God's blessings that lie ahead. The psalmist says, I will pray in the work of your hands, O Lord. How great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. That's shock material right there. For the psalmist, what he does, he looks back with gladness and gratitude because of the blessings that God has already bestowed on. But now, with expectation, he glories in the possibilities of the future. He says, "Oh Lord, how great are your words. Your thoughts are very deep. Your thoughts, your purposes are very deep." In other words, whatever I have experienced in the past, it's not to be compared to what lies ahead in the future. If you thought that the past was beautiful, keep listening. God's got something better for you. You see, Paul must have been thinking of words like this when he wrote some of the guide and some of the Holy Ghost, that eye has not seen that ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Thank God that there's no limitations attached to God's purposes of blessing, except those that we impose based on our unbelief. You see, it's one thing to drop down on your knees and give thanks to God for past blessings, but it takes it to another magnitude when you're able to thank God by faith for what he's going to do in the days that lie ahead. Can I get a witness? You see, we've got a duty. That duty of thankfulness is a major activity. It's good, the psalmist says, to give thanks to the Lord. You see, thankfulness is a major activity because it engages our total being. It engages the spirit, our soul, and our bodies. You see, the psalmist this morning, he's talking about spiritual thankfulness. It's good to give thanks to the Lord because there's a level of praying and praising that cannot be expressed in words. It's an activity within the realm of the Spirit. Paul speaks of it in his first epistle to the Corinthians when he talks about praying in the Spirit and singing in the Spirit, and how the Father in heaven seeks such worship from his redeemed people. Don't you know anything about this activity within the realm of your spirit? That praying in the spirit, what it does, see, we got history. And we really don't know how to pray. Because we put some things in our prayers that shouldn't be there. Amen? You know how it is. You're asking for things you have no business. So what happens is the Holy Ghost gets involved and serves as a prayer filter. And as you're uttering those things, you have no business asking for, the Holy Ghost will pick them up. Amen. And as they go up to glory, the impurities are taken out. Yeah, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. It's a seed point for him. Yeah, Father. He really didn't need to ask for that. You know, he's still working on it. He's still a work in process. So this blessing is now. And that's the Spirit at work, working in that prayer so that your blessings don't get interrupted. Can I get a little? So we got that spiritual thankfulness. Then you got to move on into the realm of personal thankfulness. It's good to sing praise to see your name, O Most High. You see, this is praying not so much with the spirit as with the understanding. You see, this personal thankfulness, it involves the use of our mental and our vocal powers. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And there can be no greater activity than to sing praises to the name of the Most High. And although this song was used for public worship on the Sabbath day, the message contains a far wider application. You see, we not only praise God with our lips when we stand up to sing in church, but I lift the sound His glory wherever we find ourselves. Meaning that I need to be praising Him in my heart, on my job, and out in the world. But even more important than the testimony of our lips are the thankfulness in our life. We must be able to say it means for me to live in Christ, and we should live soberly and righteously. What I'm saying is that if what we are doesn't exalt the name of Jesus, then what we say is virtually worthless. What we do should coincide with what we say is God gets the glory. That's personal thankfulness. Then we move on to musical thankfulness. The psalmist said, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings. Now, this instrument of 10 strings was a kind of harp that was used in the worship of God, both in the temple and then smaller groups during Old Testament times. The instrument symbolizes the outgoing of the total human personality and a ministry of praise. You see, those who played the harp were usually professional musicians. And that time was mostly spent morning and night strumming the praise to God or leading in worship in God's house. And what was true of those harpers back then should equally be true in our lives. Every day, we need to be showing God loving kindness, and every night we should be celebrating God's faithfulness. Our total being should be a symphony of thankfulness. Only then will other individuals come to the realization that Jesus is real to us. When we start exhibiting how thankful we are that we've got a God on our side. You see, when David describes his great deliverance in the 40th number of the Psalms, he says that God has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God, many will see it and fear. So my question for you this morning, have you got your new song from God? Have you been singing that new song everywhere you go? I'm getting ready to close now, but my mind reflects on that musical thankfulness, and I can't help but to think about Paul and Silas. While they were in that jail in Philippi. Now, if anybody had a reason to complain, it was those two brothers, those two warriors of the cross. Here they are, living for Jesus, witnessing for Jesus, lifting up the name of Jesus, and now here they're getting beaten and they're bleeding and put into the innermost part of the jail where their feet were chained. And Luke tells us that even though they were beaten, even though they were bleeding, even though they were chained up at midnight, Paul and Silas began to worship by singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And that word listening, it means that those individuals, those other prisoners who were listening, they were receiving pleasure from the songs that Paul and Silas were singing. It was a new experience for the prisoners, and a wonderful testimony of Christian thankfulness. Here these two brothers were, had reason to have an attitude, but they didn't allow what they were going through to turn down their praises to God. And they just couldn't talk about how good God was. They had to sing about it. And because they sung about it, because the prisoners got in and appreciated what these brothers were singing about, God had a blessing in that song. And that the blessing came by way of an earthquake. And that earthquake freed Paul and Silas and the other prisoners. But wait a minute, they get stuck. Even the individuals who had jailed Paul and Silas, they got saved. Do you hear me? Don't allow anything to stop your prayer. God has been so good to us. We cannot tell it all. Heal the body and save the soul. And one day he made it whole. God has done so much for us. We cannot tell it all. But wait a minute. I'm on fire. Everywhere I go, I want to let everybody know that I'm a thankful soul. Thankful that I know Jesus and Jesus knows me. We have a duty to be thankful for what God has done. God has done so much for us that we cannot tell it all, but you better try. Amen. And I discovered that the more I talk about what God has done for me, the smaller my problem. The more I talk about how God has delivered me, the smaller my burdens become. Do you hear me today? The more you talk about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, you're able to see that. Amen? And your burden is just a little lighter. Your steps is light. The way gets bright. The disposition changes. Because we have a duty to be thankful. Amen. And here's in the news class. The more you praise God, the more you bless. Amen. And I'm so glad that I just don't have to be thankful one day out of the year.
Amen.
Or disappointed that I can't meet all with my family and friends this Thanksgiving Thursday, but I'm thankful that they're healthy, that they're well, and that they know Jesus. Amen. And for those of us who have family members that don't know Jesus, we got to keep them in prayer. Amen. And at least one day out of the year, we were able to give good prayer. Amen. Because just as a man is eating all that good food around that table, then you got somebody in your family taking the fast track to heal. Amen. Yeah, so we may not be able to get with them physically this Thanksgiving, but praise be to God, we can get with them spiritually. So still got them on the prayer list, and we have a duty to be thankful, and that's how we show our thankfulness, by sharing our weakness to everyone in common contact with that problem. I don't have to keep all of these blessings just by the way. I I can sit. Amen. Of all those trials, all those tribulations that we've been through down through the year, that when we didn't know God, we were saved. Huh? But now we discover that ain't no shame in going through trials and tribulations because we don't go through them by ourselves. God allows us to go through so that we all have something to tell and share to somebody else. Amen? Isn't that good news? And that's why we have that duty of thankfulness. It's our duty to be thankful because God has done so much for us. That's why we're here this morning. That's why you're awake this morning and listening to me because God has blessed you as you are. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. That's what thanksgiving is all about. Giving thanks unto our God. Amen. I want you all to say it to us about
Amen.
Every hand is raised. A whole life is in the air. The way you have more to live. And I just don't think it one day I'll be. I think it was there. Huh? It's a double day journey, and I'm glad about it. But I'm thankful that I got another day journey. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us this opportunity to praise and worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we pray for these children who guide us, who bear the elements to come out and to worship you this morning. It's our prayer that you bless them for coming and bless them with traveling blessings for their families. And then this holiday season, we pray that you bless every home and every household that is represented here this day. And Father, bless us with traveling blessings that you have given us home to when we get home. We pray that all the reasons. We ask you, blessed, all the blessed name of Jesus, and praise you, Amen. Amen.